This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We were talking up at the top of the program about Kodak, a company founded in 1888 that foundered on its inability to keep up with a 20th, never mind 21st century economy. Now, another company also founded in 1888 that is doing its darndest not to find itself in the same spot. The National Geographic Society is 128 years old this year, known best probably for its flagship publication, National Geographic Magazine. Susan Goldberg is that magazine's editor-in-chief, only the 10th person to have that job, by the way. And she is today's guest on Conversations from the Corner Office.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
All right, hang on. Before you get bogged down in that whole old stodgy print media is dying thing, I'm obliged to note here that Nat Geo is kind of killing it digitally and on social media. Sort of perfect, actually, for a magazine whose reputation was built on photojournalism. That is where Susan Goldberg and I started.
Well, visual storytelling is, you know, the strength of National Geographic. And so the fact that everybody now carries a camera and everybody thinks visually now so much more has, in fact, worked really well for us. But so have the core subject areas of the magazine. So we've always been about science and exploration and innovation and species preservation and the health of the planet. And I will tell you, millennials really care about those topics.
Oh, yeah, no, totally they do. Tell me, though, how you fit all of that into this media age where it's all about speed and all about if it's 5 minutes ago, it's old, when you guys have a history and a tradition of long form, plan it out months in advance, go to Africa or Antarctica or wherever, and bring back these really complicated stories.
There are very few stories that we need to break. I mean, we are not a news organization the way CNN or AP is. However, when some big event happens that's within our coverage area, so there's an avalanche on Mount Everest, we are going to cover those stories in real time because we're experts in those areas. But then what we'll do is step back and come back with a real National Geographic take on that, with an in-depth story about how the avalanche on Everest absolutely has changed climbing and Sherpa culture.
This is a business, of course. A year and a half, 2 years ago or so, there was the deal with Fox and 21st Century Fox to make National Geographic partners, in which 75-ish% of this magazine and the digital properties were entered into a partnership with Rupert Murdoch's group. Why did you do that?
It was a brilliant business decision, I think. What it allowed is the cleaving of National Geographic Society, which remains a nonprofit devoted to science, exploration, and education, and then this for-profit media group. So it was an expansion of our existing partnership with 21st Century Fox. We give 27% of all of our profits back to the National Geographic Society to help fund science, exploration, and education. And that is something that no other media group can claim. And for us, what we got was, you know, now we're part of a global, multifaceted media powerhouse, and it helps us get our information out there.
It's part of a multinational media group that a lot of people look at and go, wait, how does the National Geographic align with Rupert Murdoch and Fox?
Well, you know, 21st Century Fox has got a lot of businesses that operate under that umbrella. Fox isn't just Fox News, which I understand that is what a lot of people think of, but Fox is also the Wall Street Journal.
When this deal was done, and acknowledging that your boss, Gary Nell, is probably going to hear this, did you grit your teeth a little bit and say, okay, Gary?
No, actually, when Gary told me about this, I was really excited because, you know, it was hard to be both a media company and a nonprofit. And I think it's easier to be a for-profit media company that gets to contribute to a nonprofit.
What's the thing that keeps you up at night as you think about the media landscape?
What keeps me up is, you know, the evolution of the business model. We all understand how to make money in print, and the, you know, television channel, of course, makes a lot of money. But digital, we are all struggling with how do we make more money on digital. And that's true of everybody in the digital information space. It's a struggle.
When will you know that you've sort of crested the hill and you're good to go?
I never want to crest the hill. To me, journalism, and I've been doing this for 35 years, is all about doing better stories the next day and reaching more people the day after that and doing even better stories that reach even more people and a wider and more diverse audience. I don't see that you can ever say, ah, we're there. And if you do say, ah, we're there, I think you're not being ambitious enough.
Susan Goldberg, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Susan Goldberg is the editor-in-chief at National Geographic Magazine. You can hear the whole chat we had on our Corner Office podcast.